Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, the 25th of November. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. It's a couple days after the Kennedy assassination, and, you know, I don't think I even mentioned the Kennedy assassination this week, despite the fact that, well, of course, I have a book on the topic. It's currently out of print, but there is an e-book version of it available at michaelcollinspiper.com. Of course, the book is entitled Final Judgment. Those of you who are regular listeners, I would guess, probably know about that book. Those of you who aren't, you might find the book of interest, particularly if you are interested in the Kennedy assassination. Well, what inspires me to talk about the Kennedy assassination tonight, and I will be talking about it probably at some length, is because of the fact that I just discovered, to my dismay, that Alex Jones, and I think you know who Alex Jones is, Alex Jones and two of his guests on his program the other night misrepresented, perhaps deliberately, perhaps not, but nonetheless misrepresented what I have written about the Kennedy assassination in a passing discussion of the book that was inspired by a call to Alex's show by a gentleman whom I've known for quite a while, very nice fellow down in Texas, I believe, named Ronnie. Ronnie's been an enthusiastic reader of the book, and while Alex Jones was interviewing Jim Mars, author of the book Crossfire, and Robert Groden, who's written a number of books about the Kennedy assassination, Ronnie called in to mention the fact that he thought Michael Collins Piper's book Final Judgment was a pretty good book, and of course he mentioned that Final Judgment, to the shock of many, implicated Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad, in the Kennedy assassination. Now, after we come back from the break, I will go into further details about what was said, and I listened to the relevant portion of the broadcast here the other evening. Was unable, I didn't have the time to listen to the entire broadcast, but frankly, I was, I don't know if shocked is the word. I was disturbed at some of Alex's comments in particular, and I will address those comments as well as a number of other comments made, however briefly, by Robert Groden and by Jim Mars. And in discussing those comments, I will by necessity have to refer to just some of the things that I have written in Final Judgment. Now, Final Judgment is 768 pages in length. It was originally, something like 300 pages in length in the original first edition. But subsequent to that, I came across a great deal of other information, and I received many questions and answers from people over the years. And from people who thought perhaps I'd failed to address some subject or another in the context or the text of the book. And so I spent a great deal of time trying to answer those questions in some detail. A lot of it might have been repetitive from the general text of the book itself, but I thought it was important to answer it in the context. Well, Final Judgment's now in the second printing of its sixth edition. There's roughly, 40, 45,000 copies in print here in the United States. Thousands more are in circulation, printed both in English and in Arabic and in Japanese, in circulation in other countries, most particularly Malaysia, Indonesia, the Middle East, and of course Japan. So many, many people have read the book, and the book has gotten some pretty solid endorsements from some pretty solid people. But when a leading patriot broadcaster such as Alex Jones goes as far as he did the other night and actually misrepresented what I have written in the book, I do feel compelled to answer.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression. varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our homestead collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We're going to be spending quite a bit of time tonight talking about the Kennedy assassination, the Israeli connection, and why some people don't want to talk about it. Well, I'm not afraid to talk about it, and I don't think most of our listeners are afraid to talk about it either. First of all, just for the record, my book does not say that Israel alone carried out the Kennedy assassination. Israel carried out the Kennedy assassination, rather, in the course of a conspiracy engaging certain elements of American organized crime, number one. Number two, with elements in the CIA, and certainly with the collaboration, witting or unwitting, of people in the FBI, certainly at least in the cover-up aspects of the crime. So, yes, the theory that I present in Final Judgment is not exclusive of the idea or the theory that JFK wanted to break up the CIA, nor is it exclusive of the theory that JFK wanted to get the United States out of Vietnam. What the book does put forth very clearly, based upon mainstream information, is the fact that Israel was working assiduously to build nuclear weapons, and John F. Kennedy was standing in the way of Israel, very vehemently so. Now, I think I'll go directly to the comments that were made. The caller called in to Alex Jones' show and referenced my book. Now, I would say, first of all, in the past, I have been aware of the fact that at least one other caller in the past called Alex Jones some years ago and made reference to Final Judgment. Alex talked over that caller, never really acknowledged the book, and then started bleating something to the effect that definitely there was a conspiracy and that there's evidence pointing to Lyndon Johnson's involvement. and then basically moved on without ever discussing the thesis addressed in Final Judgment. Now, Final Judgment, as I say, has been out there for a long, long time. And Alex has never invited me on the program to discuss it, nor do I expect him to, nor do I think it's his responsibility to. I've been invited on Alex's program one time. That was well after Final Judgment had come out, and that was to discuss some rather obscure article that I had written that appeared in American Free Press, in the spotlight many, many years ago, an article that I don't even think I ever saved a copy of. It was kind of an article, they needed someone to do a quick write-up on it, and I did it, and it was not something that reflected any major news development, but Alex evidently considered that far more newsworthy than a book that was spreading like wildfire in the Patriot community. Now, for those of you who say, well, 40 or 45,000 copies isn't that much, I want to tell you that is a lot, because the average nonfiction book, the kind of books that you see in the mainstream bookstores, generally don't sell more than about 10,000 copies. Final Judgment, as I say, has sold about 45,000 copies. In any case, the other night, the caller called in and mentioned the book, and Alex said, oh, well, that book says it's quote-unquote all Israel and not the U.S. president or the U.S. government. Now, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. Well, I've already addressed that aspect of it, ladies and gentlemen, that the book certainly is not all Israel. I don't know if Alex has ever read the book, but I would recommend that he do read the book and read it very, very carefully, because he will see that I don't say that it's not the U.S. president and the U.S. government. Evidently, Alex thinks it's perfectly fine and dandy to accuse the U.S. president and the U.S. government of involvement in a Kennedy assassination, but dare not mention Israel. Now, it's interesting. He then turned, or I should say that the caller then proceeded to say to Alex, no, he doesn't just blame it on Israel, because anyone who has read the book knows full well that I do not just blame it on Israel. Now, Alex then turned to his two guests, Jim Mars and Robert Grodin, whom he described as quote-unquote big advisors for the film JFK. Well, indeed, they were big advisors for the film JFK by Oliver Stone. And I would mention right up front that the man who put up the money for Oliver Stone's film and therefore paid Jim Mars for the rights to his book Crossfire, which was used in part for the film JFK as a research tool, Arnon Milshon is the gentleman's name. He was one of Israel's biggest arms dealers. He is indeed also a Hollywood producer. And I've heard stories that he may have paid Jim Mars anywhere between $100,000 to $300,000. So I can fully understand why Jim Mars would be hesitant to talk about possible Israeli involvement in the Kennedy assassination, particularly since his paymaster, Arnon Milshon, has been a major player in Israel's nuclear weapons program. And, of course, Israel's nuclear weapons program was central, I believe, and I think many, many people other people now believe it was central to the JFK assassination conspiracy. In any case, this big advisor went on to say that he did make a point that Israel was tied in with the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds are tied in with the CIA and the Federal Reserve, and he went on to say in passing that, well, perhaps the Mossad and Israel may have been aware of the Kennedy assassination because they're all part of the big power group. But he, along with Robert Grodin, went on to say that there was no evidence of Israeli involvement. Now, what was interesting is that Jim Mars also went on to say that Israel did not have the power over here in the United States to subvert the CIA and the FBI and the military, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, other power groups involved in the assassination. Well, Jim Mars is obviously not reading his history correctly, because he will find very quickly, as far as the CIA was concerned, that the number three man in the CIA, James Angleton, who was head of the Mossad desk and was a Mossad loyalist, he was not Jewish. He was not Jewish, ladies and gentlemen. He was a Mossad loyalist and very close to the Mossad. He has been implicated time and time again in the very specific circumstances designed to frame Lee Harvey Oswald for involvement in the JFK assassination. Writers such as James D. Eugenio and Lisa Peace have written extensively on James Angleton and his connections to the JFK assassination, but I might add, only after I had written extensively about it in Final Judgment. Miss Peace, however, was very, very careful to say in an initial writing about Angleton that he has been linked to the Mossad by people who claim the Mossad was involved in the Kennedy assassination. But when she subsequently republished that essay, she was very careful to not mention any of that at all, other than to say that there are people who've talked about the Mossad, but she has found no evidence of Mossad involvement. Now, the fact is, as I say, James Angleton has been linked repeatedly to key elements of the JFK assassination conspiracy and cover-up. Likewise, I would mention David Atlee Phillips. David Atlee Phillips has been a popular figure there. He was the guy who ran the Mexico City station for the CIA. I can tell you this much, ladies and gentlemen. After he left the CIA, he went to work for an arms smuggling company that was connected to the Israelis, and they were actually smuggling arms to Iran. So you do find David Atlee Phillips involved there, someone with Israeli connections. Now, I'm going to talk more about some more CIA connections to the Mossad a little bit further, but let's talk about the FBI. Now, there's no question that the FBI played a major part in the JFK assassination cover-up. Who headed the FBI at that time? J. Edgar Hoover. Ladies and gentlemen, J. Edgar Hoover's ties to the Anti-Defamation League, which is today a lobby for Israel, his ties working closely with the Anti-Defamation League go back to the 1930s and 1940s when the Anti-Defamation League played a pivotal role, as I just mentioned here in this show the other night, in supplying information to the FBI and the Justice Department in bringing sedition charges against American citizens who were critics of the Roosevelt administration. In addition, it is known that, for example, JFK assassination researcher Dick Gregory, the famous black comic, social critic, he got his own FBI files and found very specifically that at times when he was being monitored in discussing the JFK assassination, and this material ended up in the JFK assassination or in the FBI files, that the actual monitoring of Dick Gregory was being done by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith and then being passed on to the CIA. I might as well get into it a little bit further here. We all know about former FBI and CIA, former FBI agent and CIA contract operative Guy Bannister, who operated out of New Orleans, the guy who Lee Harvey Oswald apparently was doing some fact-finding for. Well, the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, that Guy Bannister was very, very close to the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, specifically the head of the ADL's office in New Orleans, headed by B. Botnick, who called himself a super communist hunter, who was determined to infiltrate as many left-wing organizations as possible. And he and Guy Bannister worked very, very closely in New Orleans. So that's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. So there you find both the FBI and the CIA and the intrigue surrounding Lee Harvey Oswald in New Orleans. Okay, Robert Groden said it was, quote-unquote, not possible that Israel's Mossad had any ties or connections to the Kennedy assassination at the lowest level. Folks, many, many people have implicated Frank Sturgis, including myself, in the circumstances surrounding the JFK assassination. Frank Sturgis, ladies and gentlemen, worked for the Mossad going back to 1948 and up through the 50s. Guess what my source on that was, ladies and gentlemen? The book JFK, The Case for Conspiracy by Peter Modell and Robert Groden. Robert Groden's book is the first book that I ever saw it published that Frank Sturgis had ties to the Mossad. Robert Groden doesn't even read his own books, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for more, much more.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. Survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Pfeiffer here. Welcome back. If you are interested in Final Judgment, including a very informative photo section, which has a lot of the details that I'm talking about here, you can actually find it. If you go to michaelcollinspfeiffer.com, you can see the entire photo section of Final Judgment reproduced on the Internet, all free at MichaelCollinsPfeiffer.com. You can see all the pictures and details, many of which I'm talking about here tonight. But I'm going to continue here because Alex Jones needs some facts. We all know about FBI agent Hostie, some pronounce it Hostie, in Dallas, who was responsible for monitoring Lee Harvey Oswald. What people have failed to note, although this couple wrote about it in their book, Oswald Talked, forget their last name at the moment, Spanish name, La Fontaine, I believe. It's mentioned in that book that Mr. Hostie's primary responsibility was monitoring right-wing extremists. Well, if he was monitoring right-wing extremists down there in Dallas, ladies and gentlemen, that means that Mr. Hostie was working closely with the Anti-Defamation League, which made it its responsibility to work closely with the FBI. Yeah, what about Mr. Hostie down there in Dallas? And then, of course, what about the Warren Commission, ladies and gentlemen, the one that ultimately arranged the cover-up of the Kennedy assassination? Reading to you directly from my book, of the 14 assistant counsel, 5 were Jewish. Another was married to a Jewish woman. Of the 7 other staff members, lawyers and law clerks, four were Jewish. That means of the 22 lawyers in question, nearly half of them, including the staffer whose wife was Jewish, could be described as constituting a Jewish presence on the commission. Now, let's look at some of these people who were on the Warren Commission. I could go through them all, but I won't. The one of great interest is this one, Albert Jenner Jr. of Chicago. At the time Jenner was named to the commission, he served as the personal attorney to Chicago's construction and real estate tycoon, Henry Crown. Now, by the way, the Crown family had been very close to Barack Obama. A Jewish billionaire, Crown was a major contributor to Jewish causes, including the Weizmann Institute in Israel, a major force in Israel's nuclear weapons program that JFK so strenuously opposed. Crown also was a major stockholder in the General Dynamics Corporation, which Jenner also represented, which was under investigation by the Kennedy Justice Department. Other major stockholders in General Dynamics were the Bronfman family. Now, the Bronfman family were the powers behind the Permandex Corporation, on whose board of directors sat Clay Shaw of New Orleans. And, of course, Clay Shaw of New Orleans was featured very prominently in Oliver Stone's film JFK. Let's check out another person who was on the Warren Commission, one of the Warren Commission members. Now, this one is particularly interesting. Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford, the man behind Gerald Ford, in fact, he was once described as one of the mystery men behind Gerald Ford who would tell the president what to do and when to do it. Max Fisher was in turn tied very closely to the elements around the Permandex Corporation. Max Fisher was a leading supporter of Israel here in the United States. He was also tied very closely to the Cleveland Crime Syndicate, which, of course, was part of the Meyer-Lansky Crime Syndicate. Folks, it goes on and on and on. What about Jack Ruby, ladies and gentlemen? Jack Ruby bragged that he was smuggling arms to Israel. But in more recent years, okay, Jack Ruby, how much more lower on the level can you get? In more recent years, Dr. William Pepper, who has represented James Earl Ray and has written about the assassination of Martin Luther King, Dr. William Pepper has pointed out that back in 1963, Jack Ruby was personally involved in an arms smuggling operation, which was stealing arms from U.S. armories. And one of the people involved in this arms smuggling operation was a high-ranking Mossad officer. He doesn't name him, but I have reason to believe it was Michael Harari, H-A-R-A-R-I. But in any case, Jack Ruby had a definitive Mossad tie, and this relationship with this Mossad officer also involved Raoul, the famous person whom James Earl Ray contended several years later was his handler in the Martin Luther King assassination. You see, folks, there are a lot of Mossad connections, and connections through the Lansky Crime Syndicate, and connections through the Permandex Corporation, which is another matter altogether. Now, why is it then that they're saying there are none of these Mossad connections, very definitive Mossad connections? I was shocked that Alex is not aware of the 180-degree turnabout in U.S. foreign policy that took place upon JFK's assassination. What are my sources on that? Stephen Green, a Jewish-American writer, author of the book Taking Sides. Seymour Hersh, Pulitzer Prize-winning Jewish-American author. James and Leslie Coburn in their book Dangerous Liaisons. They've all written about this. They've all written about JFK and Israel's nuclear weapons. And Alex Jones said there are claims, that was his word, ladies and gentlemen, claims that JFK was trying to stop Israel from building nuclear weapons. Claims, ladies and gentlemen, not from Mike Piper, from very respected mainstream sources. Come on, Alex, come clean.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. If you want to call in here, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Yeah, you know, this whole aspect of JFK and nuclear weapons in Israel, you know, we have this guy Clay Shaw serving on the board of Permandex, chief executive officer of Permandex, is Louis Bloomfield, who, along with the Bronfman family, was among a group of American and Canadian millionaires who put up about $150 million for Israel's nuclear arms program. Source on that, Michael Karpin's book, The Bomb in the Basement. Israeli writer, ladies and gentlemen, Israeli writer, Israeli Jewish writer. That's a fact. And who funded Clay Shaw's defense when Jim Garrison of New Orleans prosecuted Clay Shaw? It was the Stern family of New Orleans, very powerful Jewish family in New Orleans who owned WDSU radio and television station that played a major part in painting Lee Harvey Oswald as a pro-communist extremist. And guess what? The Stern family were also major shareholders in the NUMEC nuclear plant up in Pennsylvania, from which it appears, according to many historians, that nuclear materiel was smuggled from the United States to Israel with the connivance, ladies and gentlemen, of James Angleton, the number three man in the CIA. Pretty tight connections to the Bronfman Syndicate, the Lansky Syndicate, Israel's Mossad. Ladies and gentlemen, why is Alex Jones ignoring this? Why is Alex Jones covering this up? And what about Robert Grodin? It was his book where I first learned, thanks to somebody else who called it to my attention, about Frank Sturgis' ties to the Mossad going back to 1948. All a fact, ladies and gentlemen. It's all a fact, and yet they don't want to talk about this. They say there's no evidence of any connections. It's not possible. Then when you start looking at the circles surrounding Lee Harvey Oswald, everyone from Clay Shaw to apparently Frank Sturgis and Guy Bannister, who were all interconnected, to Annie Castro, Cuban training camps down around New Orleans. Professor Newman of the University of Maryland has written about it in his book, Oswald and the CIA. Who were funding some of those camps down there in New Orleans, ladies and gentlemen? People from the Jewish Crime Syndicate. These were elements that were apparently entirely separate from some of the other CIA-funded operations against Castro. Very specific, funny little groups that were operating down there, ladies and gentlemen. It goes on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, the guy who introduced Lee Harvey Oswald to David Ferry, Mr. O'Sullivan, knew Oswald from homeroom in high school. Last names first began with O. Mr. O'Sullivan later became chief of detectives or chief of police intelligence in New Orleans during the Jim Garrison investigation. And then after that, guess what he did, ladies and gentlemen? He gave up, Fred O'Sullivan, he gave up his American citizenship. He converted to Judaism and went to Israel, where he became Ephraim O'Sullivan and went to work for Israel's Mossad. And today his son, Ari O'Sullivan, is a military correspondent for the Jerusalem Post. Now, you know, Alex Jones said that he wouldn't even refer to me by name. He said, those people. He said the reason why he didn't want to interview those people, that is, those who talked about Israel and the Kennedy assassination, he said, because they threw paint on him. Well, I tell you what, I've never thrown paint on Alex Jones. If anything, I've pulled my punches in talking about Alex Jones, despite the fact a lot of my callers have urged me to take off on him. I've gotten more emails, perhaps, about Alex Jones, and I should say, I've got more emails about Alex Jones than except perhaps Eric Hufschmidt. Now, those people have never thrown paint on Alex Jones, but I'm throwing holy water on him now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm throwing Manischewitz wine on him, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm saying that his comments were uncalled for and they do not reflect real research. And I'm here to say that if this is the kind of research he's put into the JFK assassination, then I have to doubt any of his research on anything, because he's obviously determined not to talk about this and to try to use so-called quote-unquote big advisors who helped out this Mossad-funded film, JFK, which says, you know, that that Lyndon Johnson and the military did it. What about Lyndon Johnson? Don't forget, Alex Jones' own website has promoted the book by Barr McClellan, which claims that Lyndon Johnson was a primary instigator of the Kennedy assassination. And that book, if you've ever actually read the book, ladies and gentlemen, what does that book say? It says that Lee Harvey Oswald was one of the assassins recruited by a former associate of Lyndon Johnson's. Has anyone ever really read that book? Look, I don't doubt that Lyndon Johnson probably knew about it, or once he knew about it, what really happened, he knew what to do and why he should do it because of the Jewish power groups in this country. And in Final Judgment, we document very carefully and thoroughly that Lyndon Johnson was one of the key Israeli handmaidens in the United States Senate. So again, folks, we've got a problem here. Alex Jones is promoting this new video, which is actually a video of an audio that E. Howard Hunt's son put out some years ago. And if you really listen to E. Howard Hunt in those videos, and the videos are nothing new, they're presenting it as something brand new when in fact it's only a video of what was earlier heard on audio. Much of what E. Howard Hunt says is, I think. He says, I think that this happened, and I think that that happened. It's not, ladies and gentlemen, a confession. And believe me, I have written extensively about E. Howard Hunt, because E. Howard Hunt sued the old Spotlight newspaper for reporting his involvement in circumstances surrounding the Kennedy assassination. And I do believe that E. Howard Hunt did have some inside information on it, that he may have been implicated in some way, directly or indirectly. But I'm here to tell you, Lyndon Johnson was not the mastermind of the JFK assassination. And I'm here to tell you also that there is evidence pointing to Israeli involvement at all sorts of levels here, ladies and gentlemen, high and low, and you cannot get away from it. So shame on Alex Jones. Shame, shame, shame on Alex. Shame on those people, as he would describe me. I could say a lot more, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I mean? I could promote this book and my other books a whole hell of a lot more. I could come on here every night and say, yeah, this is Michael Collins Piper. Go to my website and read my books, which tell you everything you need to know about the New World Order and how they're trying to take away our freedoms. I'm risking my life standing up to the New World Order. I could do it, but I don't. Maybe I'm missing out on something here. But I do know what I'm not missing out on. I do know the fact is that there's a lot of big people who have read Final Judgment and who say that it makes a hell of a lot of sense. Former State Department people, former Pentagon people. That's right. And guess what? Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There's no one who's ever, ever taken away from the integrity or criticized the judgment of the late Penn Jones, who's considered perhaps the grand old man of JFK assassination conspiracy theorists. Penn Jones said, Jack Ruby was a close intimate of the members of the Dallas Police Force and other U.S. law enforcement agencies, as well as the Israeli counterintelligence organization, along with his one-time employee, Nancy Perrin-Rich. Identifying Ruby as being involved with the Israeli intelligence opens up a completely overlooked area concerning the assassination of President Kennedy. Penn Jones of Texas later wrote, Jack Ruby was admittedly used by the FBI in small-time information gathering, but he appears to have been a bigger operative for some other agency or country. And I'll mention also that going back to Jack Ruby's days when he was called to testify before congressional committees and looking into organized crime, his attorney was Louis Kuttner. Louis Kuttner had long-standing ties to Israeli intelligence. Jack Ruby's attorney, the guy that represented him before the U.S. government. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes on and on and on. If Alex Jones tells you there's no Israeli connections to the JFK assassination, then he hasn't listened to this show. You tell Alex to listen to this program. And then maybe you might want to ask Jim Mars if he's the one who sent me anonymously from Dallas, a 19-page document, very well written, entitled The Kennedy Assassination in Israel, Some Dallas Connections. It says the specifics of how the Israelis could have influenced the events in Dallas. It goes on and on and on. I've written about this, ladies and gentlemen, in the book, thanks to this person who sent me this document. A very professional researcher and writer. Frankly, I think it was Jim Mars. I can never prove that, but I think Jim Mars had discovered these things himself, but didn't want to put his name to them. That's just my opinion. Let's go to the callers. We have Bill in Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hi there, Michael. How are you?
How you doing tonight, Bill?
Oh, great show. You're a walking, talking encyclopedia, and it's just so refreshing to, oh, golly, and just not to have my IQ insulted. So thank you for all that you do. Hey, I'd like to say Alex Jones is great at telling it like it ain't. And, you know, the guy's been doing this 15 years, Michael, which leads me to no other conclusion than the fact that he is a shill. He's a Pied Piper. You know, like I said, he obfuscates the truth. And I think he's, you know, I don't know, Michael, if he is, it's so hard to say if he's one of them. If, you know, I've thought long and hard about this. Is he really a good guy? You know, and he's just trying to toe the line, or is he deliberately shilling and lying, and does he work for them?
Well, Bill, excuse me. Let me interrupt and say something. I I would be hesitant to make a judgment, no pun intended, on what Alex says and does about other things. But when I've written this book that a lot of people in high places and low places here in the United States and around the world think is right, okay? Mm-hmm. When I've written this book, I've worked on it extensively for years and years and years. We're getting ready to put out a new edition with some new material. And then when I hear him say that there are claims that JFK was trying to stop Israel from building nuclear weapons, even books that support Israel are now admitting directly
He dodges the Israeli question all the time. My comments have been banned from his website. There is no doubt in my mind at this point. I'm just going to take a stand. It's my opinion. I have every right to it. But I believe he's a paid shill. He's not an informant. I don't know if his site is a honey trap. I just don't know. But like I said, he tells it the way it ain't. Your show is just the opposite of that, and it's nothing but truthful. Your callers are phenomenal. I enjoy listening to them as much as I do you most of the time. Other than even Arian, it was fun to kind of watch Mark kind of bitch slap Arian the other night, and I'd be happy to talk to Arian anytime. So I'll let you go, but thanks.
Bill,
again.
I appreciate the call.
Okay, we'll see you later. Bye bye.
All right, we have Steve in Illinois. Steve, come on up.
Hello.
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. I'm a little bit upset about the election. I think I warned you and both Alex Jones, but nobody took it seriously. This is a heads up for you. This Desiree Rogers is named the special assistant to the president. She's just one of these flunkies they got from Chicago. Her job was to pull the balls out of the tombola machine on the Illinois State Lottery. And that's the truth. On Channel 9, WGN. That's where I remember him from. But over this white supremacist, there's an article here. It's entitled White Supremacist Rage Boils Over After Obama Victory. And it says the Anti-Defamation League monitors the extremist activity among angry white supremacists. It goes down to say, excerpting it, we always expect a reaction from the bigots when events occur that they believe are contrary to their interests and worldview. Abraham H. Foxman. Well, anyways, it concludes, it says there, blaming Jews, not surprisingly, many white supremacists are blaming Jews for control of the government, the media, and multiculturalism. Well, I happen to, as a redneck, I got the German newspaper here. It's their Berliner or the Berlin Tagesspiegel. And it says here, the two biggest bundlers or bagmen for their Obama victory funds were Eric Mendich, chief of the hedge funds Eaton Park, and James Rubin, the son of the ex-Goldman Sachs CEO and manager, also Treasury Secretary, and the son is the head of a private equity fund. So maybe that's what they had in mind when they were blaming the Jews.
Well, I mean, I mentioned earlier here the Crown family of Chicago, and certainly the Pritzkers have been part of Obama's inner circle. But I tell you what, as I look at the new Obama administration, it doesn't look any different from the George H.W. Bush administration, the Bill and Hillary Clinton administration, or the George W. Bush administration. This is the same old crowd of establishment policymakers, and I feel sorry. I feel sorry for all of the people, especially the blacks, who thought they were going to get real change with Obama. I don't see much of a difference here. This is just kind of a blur. Actually, probably when it goes right back to it, it's hardly a blur from any of the a blur and difference, or I should say it's all one big blur from what we've been having. So welcome to change, Steve.
Well, you get into that Rahm Emanuel, he took over Danny Rostenkowski's seat. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the thing is that Axelrod, he was involved with the election of Simon over Percy. And I told you about how he had those billboards there depicting Percy as a reptile with a red circle and a slash over it. And I saw them in the Rostenkowski district what was it, 10, 15 years ago when Simon got in. So this is the same group of fanaticists. They're dogmatists. They're bitter ideologues. They're hate mongers. It's the same group with an axe to grind against people like us.
I'll tell you what, like I say, welcome to change. All right, Steve, thanks for your call. All right, we have Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on up.
Hey, Michael. Actually, you're just like the other caller before. Your show tonight's pretty much blowing me away. I mean, I listen quite often, and I'm going to have to go back and grab this one off the archives and listen to it again.
Okay, now, Tom, we're going to the break. If you want to hang on, please do.
Sure, can I hold on?
Yeah, sure.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Please make sure that Alex Jones hears about this program and listens to it. Maybe he'll learn something. Call him on the air and talk about it. All right, we have Tom from Georgia. Tom, I think you had a couple more comments.
Yes, about Alex Jones. 90% of the time, I definitely listen to RBN, and I do listen to him as well. And I don't think there's really any question that Alex does pull some punches on, things related to the Zionism, and he doesn't want to go. He's pretty much even more or less. I've heard him say him. Admit to that, and not in so many words. And he's the the leader, not a leader of the movement, but he is the biggest fish. And I think he, you know, he knows that if he was to come out and say some of the things as explicitly as we're used to hearing on this network for a whole nation that has been so completely dumbed down and controlled, you know, when you get slapped in the face like that with the hardcore truth, most of us would completely react, and that would have a nice big fish for the ADL and these other supremacists to really have someone to go after. He'll go into these Zionist stuff, and he'll step in real quick, and he'll step real out. And I used to get upset at him about that too, but I think it's actually very good for the bigger part of the movement. I hope everyone's just not going to start trashing on him. And the reason why is he pulling punches? Yeah, he is to a certain degree. But when people go out there and make that leap from the regular mainstream stuff, there needs to be a more or less a practical buffer before they jump into some of the hardcore stuff. And if you can get into and understand some of what he's saying for someone, a lot of people on that are blogging on his site. You know, like I said before, there's a lot of censorship. I see a lot of people talking quite frankly about the Rothschilds and the Zionists on there too. And so a lot of people in that movement who are listening to him, they're not hearing it from him, they themselves, just like myself, within the last 6 months, will go to the next step and then find out the truth without him having to sacrifice his ass and having them take down the big guy. So I understand how straight up you are.
You know, Tom,
you know what I mean, strategically?
I understand what you're saying, and, you know, I've always pulled my punches as far as commenting on Alex Jones is concerned. But when I'm put in the soup, as I was on his program very directly here, and referred to as those people, and to say that there are claims, you know, and then to have these so-called big advisors, him touting these people as big advisors. One of these guys took a couple $100,000 from Oliver Stone, that is, from Oliver Stone's money bags, Arnon Milshon. I think people need to know about that.
I totally agree. I totally agree. You're totally right. Just come out and tell us what's going on. In fact, like I said, I'm going to grab this off the archives and get into that more. One thing I want to say, though, about a month ago when Rahm Emanuel came in there, on a Monday morning I was listening to Alex, and he did it for about an hour, and then he got out of it more or less. But he went into the whole thing, and I was actually kind of shocked. He was talking about, you know, how many Israelis need to be in our government before, you know, we realize what's going on. And it was kind of weird. It's like one of those moments where he couldn't hold it back anymore and kind of came out and said it, and I thought that was great. And, you know, he's kind of gone back into the whatever.
I tell you what, Tom, we're going to be leaving the air in a minute here.
Right.
I don't want to cut you off, but I just want to say this much. We wouldn't be in the pickle that we're in today if Israel and the Mossad had not been a prime mover behind the assassination of JFK. And when Alex is up there saying that this was a pivotal event in history that led us to where we are today, then I think it's incumbent upon him to bring out all of the facts. Anyway, Tom, I appreciate your call. Apologies to a couple other callers we couldn't bring up this evening. I'll be anxious to hear what other people may have to say tomorrow night. Whatever you want to say, you're welcome to say it, even including Aryan from California. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an interesting evening. I couldn't miss this show. Have a good evening.
Now that the